American Language Course, Book 23, Tape 3D. Hello, how are you today? Open your activities booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the dialogues. Notice the change in tense when direct speech is changed to indirect speech. Number 1.
Oh, and tell Pete that I have been waiting for the directions to Harry's house for 2 days now.
What did Paul say when you talked to him?
He said that he had been waiting for the directions to Harry's house for 2 days. Number 2. Has Jan been working every day?
What did Mr. Jones ask about Jan?
Mr. Jones asked if Jan had been working every day.
Number 3.
I've been going to the mailbox every morning for a week now. I've been hoping for a letter.
What did your mother say?
She said that she had been going to the mailbox every morning for a week. She had been hoping for a letter. I think I'd better write to her right away. Look at Figure 2. Listen and report what is said using told or asked. Look at the examples and listen. Examples.
I've been teaching this course for 2 years.
Repeat. Major Marks told us that he had been teaching this course for 2 years.
Have you been smoking for many years?
Repeat. Dr. Jones asked me if I had been smoking for many years.
Now listen and report what is said. Number 1.
Fran has been writing the report all morning.
Repeat. Colonel Barks told me that Fran had been writing the report all morning.
Number 2.
Has Pat been shopping in that store for a long time?
Repeat. Mrs. Brown asked if Pat had been shopping in that store for a long time.
Number 3.
Private Payne has been reporting to this office every morning for 2 weeks.
Repeat. Sergeant Larks told us that Private Payne had been reporting to this office every morning for 2 weeks.
Number 4.
Have you been studying biology this whole semester?
Repeat. The professor asked if I had been studying biology this whole semester.
Number 5.
We have been paying too much for food lately.
Repeat. Mr. Bell said that they had been paying too much money for food lately.
Number 6.
Has the water been boiling long?
Repeat. Petty Officer Clark asked if the water... had been boiling long.
Number 7.
My son has been going to this school for 8 years.
Repeat. Mrs. East told us her son had been going... to that school for 8 years.
Number 8.
Have the men been loading these trucks all day?
Repeat. Sergeant Thomas asked if the men had been loading the trucks all day.
Look at figure 3. Listen to the example dialogues. Example 1. Should we open the door?
No, it's too cold.
Example 2. I walked all the way to town.
Did you get tired?
Listen to student 1's sentences and read student 2's sentences. Remember to use the correct intonation. Number 1.
Do you like orange juice?
Number 2.
Did you see the accident?
Number 3.
Did you get to school on time?
Number 4.
Did you stay to the end of the program?
Number 5.
I want some aspirin.
Let's read those sentences again. This time, you read student 1's lines, and you will hear student 2's lines read. Number 1.
Yes, I drink it every day.
Number 2.
Yes, and no one was injured.
Number 3.
No, I missed my bus.
Number 4.
No, I got bored.
Number 5.
Do you have a headache?
Look at figure 4. Listen to 2 paragraphs. Write the connective words or phrases.
Number 1. Olaf Olsen lived on the world's largest island, Greenland. At first, he lived on the southern tip. Then, he moved to the western edge near Baffin Bay. After that, he moved to a city on the eastern coast, close to Denmark Strait. Now, he lives on the island of Iceland, across the strait from Greenland.
Now listen to paragraph number 2 and write the connective words or phrases that you hear.
Mr. Gregory is directing Brad Barnes' plans for his trip. First of all, they went over the route he will take. Next, they discussed Brad's means of travel in each country he'll visit. Then, Mr. Gregory helped Brad plan his baggage. And finally, he helped Brad decide on what he will pack.
Let's check your answers. The answers to number 1 are, at first, then, after that, and now. The answers to number 2 are, first of all, next, then, and finally. Look at figure 5. Listen to some sentences. First, just listen.
Number 1. There was a collision on Highway 90. Number 2. Both drivers were unconscious. Number 3. The victims were given first aid at the scene. Number 4. They were taken to the hospital. Number 5. The police investigated the accident. Number 6. Because the victims couldn't tell the police what happened, the investigation was slow.
This time, you will hear the sentences read to you in parts. Write each part as you hear it.
Number 1. There was a collision. On Highway 90. Number 2. Both drivers were unconscious. Number 3. The victims were given. First aid at the scene. Number 4. They were taken to the hospital. Number 5. The police investigated the accident. Number 6. Because the victims couldn't tell the police what happened, the investigation was slow.
Listen again and check what you wrote.
Number 1. There was a collision on Highway 90. Number 2. Both drivers were unconscious. Number 3. The victims were given first aid at the scene. Number 4. They were taken to the hospital. Number 5. The police investigated the accident. Number 6. Because the victims couldn't tell the police what happened, the investigation was slow.
You can see the sentences on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 3D, book 23.